the snowflakes fall as winter calls, and time just seems to fly.
Friends, I've been shooting and hunting with CVA muzzleloaders a long time. They are, in my opinion, the best muzzleloaders on the market. But did you know CVA also makes a very fine line of centerfire rifles, built to last and super accurate? Been hunting with those for several years. Check them both out, the muzzleloaders and the centerfires, online at CVA.com. Folks, I want to introduce you to some good friends of mine at Dash for Cash Pawn Shop in Sigerville, Texas, located at 133 Hall Street. The phone number is 972-287-3121. Go by there and talk with Gary or Randy, the owner. They're great people. They've got some great prices. Again, that's the Dash for Cash Pawn Shop, Sigerville, Texas, 972-287-3121.
Well, friends, it is Luke Clayton. I hope you've enjoyed our show thus far. Guess what? I'm in the turkey woods with my longtime buddy, Bill Carey, with Striper Express. You hear Bill on a lot giving striper catching tips. Well, Bill and I are actually still turkey hunting. It's midday, and I thought we'd give you a little quick update on what we did. Bill, we did not call in a gobbler. We didn't hear a gobbler. We got rained out most of the morning, but we had some hens real, real close, didn't we?
Well, good morning, Luke, and all y'all out in radio land. How's it going, buddy? We are hunting today, folks, and yeah, Luke pretty much covered it. Had some hens come in. It's a blast. It's just so much fun. I haven't done it in, well, I used to do it on the deer lease years ago.
You did. You what? Bill used to like many of us old Texans used to snipe those turkey, in the fall, shoot them with a rifle. I've done that, but I don't know, for the last many years, I got hooked on hunting spring turkey, and the way it happened, folks. This morning, we're hoping this afternoon the weather's cleared, Bill, and I think it's supposed to be sunny later on.
Let's back up to your bird.
Yeah, okay. You want me to brag? I have no problem when I actually kill one bragging. So I did. I got a nice big long beard, you know. But the thing is, of course, I shot it with a 12-gauge with a heavy load of fives. And Bill, he has a Stevens, I think it's Mark Stevens Springfield.
Yep. I've got an old double barrel 410 I bought years ago from my son for dove hunting when he was a little boy. And I had shoulder problems, and I said, I may try and shoot a turkey with that 410. And then Luke and I started looking it up, and it's real popular now. And they've come out with a tungsten pellet, which doesn't deform when you shoot it. And you can reach out there a little bit better, and everybody makes them a little bit hotter. And it's very popular now to take a turkey with a 410. Like Lou said this morning, his good friend Bob Hood, he was one of my heroes, wrote for the Star Telegram for 40 years, frowned on a 410 years ago thinking about it. But now they've got the ammo for it. Ain't that right, Luke?
That is right, Bill. Yeah, back in when Bob Hood and I used to hunt turkeys together, the thought of using a 410, they'd have laughed you out of the woods, and for just reason. Yeah, this tungsten number 9 shot. I know a lot of you listening are probably tuned into this, but Bill's got me wanting to do it. I've done some research, and this is not firsthand knowledge. It's in practice, but what I've learned, but I know it's factual, that number 9 shot, and that's you don't shoot quail with number 9. You use 7.5s or 8s hunting quail or dove. Well, this is number 9 tungsten, but I read that it equals number 5 lead, right, shot on the 12-gauge. So it's just a very dense material. Hard. Yeah, hard, and it doesn't deform, but I am very anxious. I want to be there when you drop that rascal. So I don't know if it'll happen this afternoon. Maybe it will. A lot of times, Bill, you know, turkeys, I don't know if they don't like to get their feathers wet or what the deal is, but it didn't surprise me this morning that we wouldn't, you know, a lot of times the woods will light up with gobbling. You'll hear gobbles. And sometimes you won't. My gobbler sounded off, and it worked out good when I got him. But I was hoping they would really fire up this morning. But it's very good idea, a possibility that after that sun breaks out. So I've killed a lot of birds, Bill, from say 10 to 2 in the afternoon.
I want you to tell the people Bob's saying it's perfect. Listen to this, folks, about turkey hunting.
Yeah, Bob Hood. So if you follow me very much, friends, Bob was one of my great friends in life. I just thought the world of Bob Hood. He was the outdoor editor for the Fort Worth Star-Telegram for 42 years, and he had the patience of Job. He could lock in, set at a place, and stay there. But he had this saying, and I've heard him say it 1,000 times, patience kills more turkeys than anything. And I think Bill understood that maybe some of that rubbed off on me, because we sat with our backs to a tree for about almost 3 hours, didn't hear one gobble. Bill, we could have got up and moved, but I was afraid that I've killed a lot of turkeys that come in silent. I mean, you'll just be sitting there, and bingo, there's that brilliant bird out there in front of you. So I was afraid if we moved. Textbook turkey hunting, a lot of times the woods we were hunting was not conducive to this, but you walk maybe 200 or 300 yards, stop and call. If you hear one, set up and hunt him. But where we were at, there was so thick. Oh, yeah. And we were hunting in a good clearing there. So it's just, turkey hunting, no two turkey hunts, Bill, are the same. And, man, I can tell you some really wild things that's happened in the past.
Oh, yeah. Opening day here a few weeks ago, I called Luke. I said, I've got 5 gobblers I can hear sitting on my back deck. Get your tail up here. And it didn't take him 20 minutes to call Tom up here opening day.
I've got a weakness, about spring turkeys. Bill, you know what's going to happen here in about 2 or 3 weeks. It's hard to talk to Mr. Bill Carey and not incorporate striper talk. But stripers have been on a good bite here lately. Larry, Wysoon, Jeff Rice, and myself are coming up here pretty quick. And I know your son, Chris, I hope you can get loose. I think you will get with us. And what do you think we'll be doing, slabbing or what? Right.
This will be our 3rd annual Texoma Topwater Stripers. We have a 7-month season for topwater, and it starts, I tell people, the last week of April, pretty much guaranteed by May 1st. And we go out there, and this is not your traditional, like your white bass surfacing in the big waters and splashing. This is the very beginning of it, and we blind cast the banks. We go up in the shallow banks, just like bass fishing, with big plugs, and the bait moves in as it warms up into May, and the fish follow. And anytime your plug is in the water, you are in the strike zone. I got Mr. Whitetail on it for the first time 3 years ago, and he said, this is the most fun I've ever had. And, he's caught a few fish himself.
Larry looks forward to this every year, and as does Jeff and I. Of course, I get to get up and fish with you, come up here several times a year. I have to, Bill, of course, to stay tuned in, being an outdoor journalist, But if you didn't get me on the water, I wouldn't know what to tell them. But I'm joking, friends, but it is a lot of fun. Bill, it's not over till it's over, and it's not over. We're going to try to get a bird. If we do, the next week's show, we can tell them how that unfolded. But I tell you what, now this is something that I think you're going to appreciate. In the cooler, in the back of this old pickup, on ice, is a big tub of gumbo. Ooh. And that was from a bird that I shot with you previously that I had vacuum sealed, the drumsticks, and the thigh meat. And I've got some chopped up smoked sausage in there with it. And we're going to cook a little rice to go with it here.
Boy.
How about that? I think you're going to be able to enjoy that.
Yeah, I listened to your podcast on how you did it. Folks, Luke is a heck of a cook, and I've nicknamed him Camp Cook Clayton. he's a minimalist cook. I got that word out, right?
Minimalist.
And he can really whip it out. And this okra, all your ingredients, a good roux. And if anybody knows gumbo, you know you got to have that roux. And Luke just fills it out on how he gets it done. And then he takes smoked venison sausage, or it might be pork.
It's venison and pork, wild venison,
you know.
Yeah.
And he makes sausage, smoked sausages made. And then he took these drumsticks. How many people have thrown away their spring turkey drumsticks because, you know, they're tough? And he puts them in a crock pot, and then he smokes them. And this is what's coming out on this gumbo, and I can't wait. And here we go.
Okay, Bill, I think it's time for us to shut down here our little segment and eat some gumbo. And folks, next week, if we do get one, I'll promise to give you an update and let you know. I hope you've enjoyed our show. Good Lord knows there's some varied subjects in this week's show, but it's been fun bringing it to you. Do remember now, thanks to all the radio stations that run this, but it also becomes a podcast after our great radio stations run it. And you can find it wherever podcasts are found. Just look for, search out Catfish Radio. That's really enough, but Catfish Radio with Luke Clayton and friends. Be safe in the outdoors, friends. Remember, tune in next week. We're going to have some more fun. Friends, I hope you've enjoyed our show. You know, this is our 20th year to be doing Catfish Radio, and I enjoy doing it now probably more than I did when I first began. It's lots of fun every week. But I want to tell you about a destination, one of my favorite destinations, and it's the Choctaw Hunting Lodge. It's up in southeast Oklahoma, maybe an hour north of Paris. I don't think it's that far, but it's an awesome place. You can go online to ChoctawHuntingLodge.com and check it out. Beautiful lodge there. Trophy deer hunting on thousands of acres of Choctaw tribal land up there. It's just, if you ever go up there, you will return. A lot of eastern turkey in that part of the country. And probably our closest destination for many Texans to have a real chance to kill an eastern turkey. So that's got that going on. Exotic hunting, hog hunting. If you're an outdoor person, you'd love a visit there at the Choctaw Hunting Lodge. Folks, we are out of time. Make sure and tune in next week and be safe in the outdoors.